Poet Anne Haynes says Joyce B. Adams gives us poetry of joy, like the opening of seasons, a life's journey well-travelled. Joyce, a Bloomington poet, has had two chapbooks published, Secret Swing and What is Brought to Light, both available locally. She is a member of Five Women Poets. This is The Poets Weave, and I am Jenny Kander. From Secret Swing, Autumn Question. A thirsty sky has drunk up the brightness of trees, leaving pale shadow colours of leather, sandstone, and fading bone. Only a young maple still prances yellow, given gleam by a frame of green pines. The cornrows are parchment ghosts, dry as an old man's mind that bends over to tend the withered, overturned stems of old loves and hates, the stubble of past works, straightening only when it contemplates what autumn's leaves will dance the round above his grave. Photograph of a man writing in Japanese. Soaring thought descends, closes its wings to track the smooth white beach, each step a new imprint of the mind's manifold interlocking claws. How bright the grey brain that lays such luminous shadows! How fertile its conjunctions with a supple brush held at the fingers meeting in that cool hand. And from What is Brought to Light, beyond passion, beyond sorrow. As long as these vibrations turn the air to diamond rain, no love distracts the ear from reaching for bright slivers everywhere, note upon note, and each one mirror clear. Should the wind rage with coiled force unwound, its strength were weak to hold the torrent still, this urgency of heaven toward the ground. No rain but seeks the earth with sovereign will. And if a child shall die amid this shower, music, a single mind, thus innocent will stay from pity, full concert its power to teach a harmony beyond lament. Nor grief nor yearning stem the trace that hones the heart in consolation's place. The grass dreams. A woman walks alone past tight screen doors, vined entryways, coded garage gates, the heavy doors of churches. At her front door lies a curled grey photograph, which urges attention like any unrhymed object cast up before light on the clean grass. Perhaps her absent son could appear as a photo in the yard. Could the grass dream even him? Could the sky? Vision and flight. The work of peace can be as simple as the hatchling's stubborn picking at its shield. It is time passes like a morning breeze through the sparrow's body. At once the protective seal cracks, showing bird and the world that the other is no vulture, but another sparrow of a different size and dappness. It is time joins a bird to insects, seeds and sun, to vision and flight. To a friend on a journey. Include warm socks, a baseball cap, the Psalms, something orange-coloured, paper clips, a fresh pen. Take serenity, enough reasoning power and your opinions. Wholesome correctives will be provided along the way. Review the multiplication table before departure. The names of the things you can learn day by day. Memories grow heavy. You can bear one or two of them from every decade. Keep their shape. Do not fold or bend. Leave aside vanity. Remember laughter. Pack tightly, for the dark ones will try to creep into your bundle. Lay aside images and symbols and taught prayers. In each place you visit, God will be born again. You've been listening to poems by Joyce B. Adams on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.